President Bush addresses the nation tonight about Iraq. The president's speech in Cincinnati occurs as the House and Senate are debating resolutions giving the president authority to use the U.S. military to oust Saddam Hussein. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's the president going to say tonight?
Well, it's very significant. He's chosen the anniversary of the day that we went to war in Afghanistan. He's going to a museum in Cincinnati that apparently has an exhibit called Rallying the Home Front during World War II. So he's trying to get the American people behind him in all kinds of symbolic ways, as well as by his arguments. And I think we got something of a preview of those arguments in his Saturday radio address when he made the case again against Saddam Hussein, saying that he has longstanding ties to terrorists and has shown his willingness to use the weapons of mass destruction that he has. And he called on Americans to call their members of Congress to make their voices heard. I think we could expect that tonight as well. The one question that many members of Congress and others have raised is why now? And there are reports that he will answer that question tonight as well.
Well, regardless of what he says, isn't Congress likely to overwhelmingly approve a measure authorizing military force?
Yes. This week, next week, the significant thing, as we've talked about before, was getting the Democratic House leader, Dick Gephardt, on board. And what he would say is that he and others were able to make significant changes in the resolution that was before the Congress, that the administration had originally brought up, that does require the president to report back to Congress under the War Powers Act and involves the Congress a great deal more in the whole procedure than the original White House drafted resolution. Now, the Senate Democratic leader, Tom Daschle, has not signed on, but he's got all kinds of internal reasons in the Senate to do that, and he has said that in the end he thinks that it will pass. There are problems inside the Democratic Party here. For instance, Senator Kennedy said yesterday that he would not support a resolution authorizing the president to take this action. And even those who are supporting it, like John Edwards of North Carolina, who is one of the presidential wannabes for the next time around, is going to make a speech today where he separates himself from other foreign policy programs of the president. So there is a real split in the Democratic Party, but I think in the end that you're going to see overwhelming support for these resolutions.
In every recent public statement, the Iraqi regime has seemed more accommodating to UN weapons inspectors' demands. Does that have any effect on the debate in Congress?
I think it's more the other way around, that Congress is having an effect on what's happening in Iraq, that people there are beginning to see that this is real. And over the weekend, they did say, as you say, yes, now weapons inspectors can go into the presidential palaces. That had been a sticking point. But I think that there's very little faith in what Saddam Hussein says. But Congress and the president are hoping that this resolution will not only have Iraq respond, but also affect the United Nations, and they expect it to soon get behind a resolution as well.
Well, we're hearing talk about assassination as an alternative.
Or overthrow or exile. And I think that that is quite interesting. There are stories that are clearly aimed at the people around Saddam Hussein, saying, you know, if you don't want massive war there in Baghdad, you can save yourself a whole lot of grief by doing him in. Senator Lieberman, who supports the president on this, said yesterday, our clearly stated intention to give the president authority to take military action in Iraq may, in fact, encourage some close to Saddam to take their own action to eliminate him and make a military action unnecessary. They are really trying to get that message across. You don't want your country destroyed, take action.
Thank you very much. NPR's Cokie Roberts.